When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. If you've been listening, you know Robin Witten's been with me for the whole week, and she has given us an Easter basket full of audiobooks to choose from. So how are you ending the week, Robin?
Well, I'm going to end the week with a novel that I've been anticipating for a while. This is Kristen Hannah's new novel, The Women, and it is read by the amazing Julia Whalen.
Another golden voice.
Another golden voice narrator.
And a well-deserved one. And an author. In her own right.
That is true. We have a brilliant performance of a story about a Vietnam combat nurse, Frankie McGrath, who starts out as a sort of a privileged Southern California girl in the 1960s, and she enlists in the Army, and with her nurse's training, she is posted to a evacuation hospital on the front lines in Vietnam. It is quite a powerful start to pretty much the first half of the novel, and Frankie experiences just horrific events and lives through her job. She's sort of on the job training because, of course, she didn't have the right training for this. And she survives that and eventually comes home to the trauma of being a Vietnam vet before the war ended and was basically shunned by her own family and by our culture.
And I can imagine Julia knows how to deliver such a story.
She does. And this is a complete tour de force. There is so much emotional trauma that, you know, Frankie is experiencing, we're experiencing as listeners, of the combat and the operating room on the front lines. It's very powerful. It's very hard, I think, to deliver that emotional power and to hold the tone as a performer. And then when she comes back and Frankie has, PTSD that is not at that time in the early 70s, what wasn't even talked about. And because she was a woman in combat in Vietnam and wasn't even recognized by the VA, she couldn't get any help.
Why don't we hear a little bit of Julia read it?
Okay. This is Frankie, I guess, eventually it's kind of late in the story. She's sort of acknowledging the truth about her veteran's journey.
Okay. This is The Women by Kristen Hannah, and it's read by Julia Whalen.
You have nothing to be ashamed of, Frankie. Ashamed. It hit Frankie hard, that word. She had let herself become ashamed. Maybe it had started when she'd been spat on in the airport, or when her mother asked her not to talk about the war, or maybe as news of the atrocities began coming out. Almost every civilian she'd met since coming home, including her own family, had subtly or overtly given her the message that what she'd done in Vietnam was shameful. She'd been a part of something bad. She'd tried not to believe it. But maybe she had. She'd gone to war a patriot and come home a pariah.
Julia is such a, not just a good actor, though she is a really good actor, but she is such an intelligent reader.
Yes.
And I think you need that for a book this emotional. You know what I mean?
Right. I completely agree. And it must have been extremely hard to perform this book because it demands so much of you.
And I have a question. The title is The Women, not The Woman. So it's obviously Frankie's story, but does it expand to include other women as well who were there?
Yeah, she has two other nurses who served with her in Vietnam, and they become her, not only while she was there, but when they come home, they each come back to different lives, and yet they all support Frankie.
So sort of her found family, her chosen family.
It is. Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly, exactly.
So that is The Women by Christian Hanna, read by Julia Whalen. Robin, thank you so much. This has been a good week.
All right. We've had a great week. Thanks, Joe.
Today's episode of Behind the Mic is supported by actress and singer Kristen Chenoweth's new audiobook, I'm No Philosopher, But I Got Thoughts, Mini Meditations for Saints, Sinners, and the Rest of Us. It's available everywhere. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are our contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor. And the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.